Pay attention in school. This is the official announcement of the winner of the contest that I hatched and executed without build-up or fanfare on Sunday. The contest was to identify the guitar riff the kid was playing in my cartoon and to explain the irony of playing that particular riff while he whizzed on the toilet seat and lid. Yes, the lid. The riff was, supposedly, from Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and Linda, who writes The Good, The Bad, The Worse, commented, "If that's his best shot, there is not much hope for him." For her cleverness, and for paying attention in high school English class, Linda will receive a hank of my own hair plaited into a foot-long braid. At first, my inner defense attorney chided me for making such a rash, and perhaps disgusting, prize, saying,
"You realize that Linda could use that hair to plant your DNA at the scene of a heinous crime, don't you?"
But I said the only crimes Linda ever commits are for a good cause and not the least bit heinous. Besides, the crime would have to be committed at one of four places in Topeka, Kansas. Either here, in Tessa's house, at my karate club, at the grocery store next to the club, or at the liquor store between the grocery store and Tessa's home. I have airtight alibis for those four places for the last God knows how many years. All the same, I probably wouldn't mind being implicated in any of Linda's crimes anyway. Lest anyone think it's gay or feminine to give away locks of my hair, I don't care. First of all, it's not offensive to be either gay or feminine or both. And I'm not all that gay anyway. Presenting a lock of hair is a romantic and dashing way to be intimate with someone over a long distance. So there. And I sincerely thank all who viewed the last cartoon and enjoyed it. We were cooped up here through July in the longest heat wave either of us could remember. My writer-producer partner and I connect to the wide world through these goofy projects. We do it for the joy of it and for the need of it. Thank you.